And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. What is Passover? It's a thing that often is hard to describe. So we have to start by backing up a few chapters in Exodus to talk about the plagues. Anybody remember how many there were? 10. And Passover is part of the last one. We started with turning water to blood, frogs, gnats, flies, livestock dying, boils. That one's fun. Thunder and hail, locust, darkness, and then Passover slides right in there as it was described before the death of firstborns, which was the final plague. As we heard in the text, it was a very specific type of meal that had to happen. A year-old lamb had to be male, only from sheep or goats, had to be unblemished. Remain inside your house while you do this. Consume or burn the entirety of the meat. Absolutely no leftovers. Sorry if you really like those. Put blood on the doorpost of the home where you eat. That's going to be an important part. Eat fast, get dressed, be ready. Also important. The blood on the doorposts was the sign to the Holy Spirit that these are people of God and are chosen to not lose their firstborn. These are the people who have said, I am listening to God's word. I am people of God. I want to do this right. And they did, mostly. The main moral of the story for this portion, for the Israelites, was be ready. Prepare for what is coming next. Before they even ate, they had to have their sandals on, their robes on, their staff ready for walking, and then eat and do it quickly. Prepare for what is coming next. Isn't prepare an Advent word? Yes. It's also a Jesus word. Jesus was always preparing people in his ministry. He was preparing them to lead, preparing them to teach, preparing them to learn, preparing them to be surprised, because God's always got something else. Preparing to know God deeper than you could have ever imagined. And prepare to love others as he loves us. Anybody else find that one hard sometimes? It's true. And yet, they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. To be a Christian is to follow Christ. And the very last thing that he said was to love others. But why this night for Jesus? Why Passover? What was once so significant to the freeing of the Israelites and teaching them to prepare is once again a moment where Jesus is saying, prepare for what is coming next. He was preparing them one last time. He washed their feet, setting an example, preparing them to be leaders, to teach others. He fed them, both in body and spirit, because even though it was not part of the scripture read tonight, it was the night that he set a new covenant with his body and his blood. And he told them that he would be gone from them soon. Prepare for doing this without me. And he reminded them one last time to love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. In the name of a God like that, amen.